into our breakout rooms. We don't have any guest speakers today. Just gonna click got it. All right, so yeah, we don't have any guest speakers today. So it'll be pretty quick. So if you can go ahead and stop sharing now, please, Crystal. All right, so let's go ahead and just dive right in. Welcome everybody. I hope everyone's doing well. And actually, I hope you're making it through, because right now it's the end of the semester and I know how hard everybody works and I know how dedicated you are, but I also know that that takes a human toll. And I appreciate you taking that on for our students. And I know that this is a time of the semester where it's all kind of adding up. So take some time for yourself, take whatever time you need. And we're almost through, almost to the point of having a nice break, a well-deserved break. So I hope you're making it through okay. If there's anything I can do to help you make it through that last bit, please let me know. Yeah, happy to help.
It's the reality of, oh my God, I'm so tired.
Your first semester of being like in the trenches full time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so one of the things I wanted to start off with was just seeing how, so I think I started the semester by asking, like, what are you excited about, right? And what I want to ask now is, what are some of the things that were really great for you this semester, and what are some of the things that were challenging for you this semester? Mm-hmm. And I'll take responses in the room, outside the room, on Zoom, anywhere.
Any order?
And
Well, Grants.
Grants, go ahead.
I'm happy to see the STEM Center was full of people for the most part throughout the semester. It came alive. So that was real happy. That was something I was very excited about.
That's great. Thank you for that. I'm turning up the volume in the room. So I'm listening to you, but I want to make sure I can hear everything you say. Yeah, the STEM Center, that's such an important space for us. So thank you for sharing that. Like having that student hub being more and more lively is such a wonderful thing. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else? Something you're excited about?
Excited. I'm excited that my students have built such really great connections with each other. And I'm seeing them kind of like, they're like, we should work on this together. And they're making plans outside of class. And I'm just kind of seeing their kind of general like excitement. And they're just still, even though we're all tired, students and teachers alike, it's just like the fact that they're just kind of excited and moving forward. And it's just really cool to see that.
Awesome. Great, thank you. Anyone else have something that they'd like to share?
I can share.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I think having students and teaching in-person classes is, I think, why I'm in this business in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then I also realized that teaching hybrid classes are really difficult. And actually, it's you know, I actually feel bad for the students who are not in-person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they are not getting the best out of these classes. And you know, I can directly compare because I have certain students who come to in person and certain students who don't, and there's a clear difference in, you know, in really I guess I would say that their commitment, their excitement, their ability to, you know, participate in the classes. So I moving forward, if I had the chance or opportunity, I would just teach in person.
Yeah.
You know, but unfortunately, we are at a point where we can't afford to do that. We just need to have all options available.
Yeah, but let's keep that up. Let's keep that conversation going, because part of the calculus, if you will, of, you know, that we have to try to manage while developing a schedule is, one, what's most sort of accessible for students, but also what's like best pedagogically, right? And it's a moving target sometimes, and it depends. It can change from discipline to discipline, from class to class, even from like engineering 261 versus engineering 100, right? So there's all these types of things that we have to think about, and there's no one particular answer that's always going to be the correct one. So what I would say is, I want you to bring those observations forward, and let's integrate that into our planning process. Because if there are some classes that need to be just in person, we can have them just in person. Or if there's some that will continue to work well as online classes, we continue to do that. So if there's that sort of feedback is really important for me, especially right now, because I'm working on the summer and the fall schedules. So let's keep that line of communication open and get on to that. Great, thank you. Anyone else?
I think Attila has.
Attila, yes, please.
Okay, so on the positive side of things, I am very happy to see that with people coming more and more to campus, we are building a campus community. As per usual, I want to brag about the store party. Do we have screen share?
Yeah, let me make sure. Crystal, can you make sure that Attila can share screen, please?
Because you know I always have to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you should be able to.
Hang on a moment. So, we had a glitch in the original star party that it had to be rescheduled after a power outage that was caused by, I don't know, somebody in the neighborhood. But Total still managed to recover. We had like 40 people still, not as big as last semester. We are also starting collaboration with Skyline. You will hear more about that later. But I also want to highlight not just the accomplishments on my side of the campus. I hope everybody has visited the Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I'm happy to see that more and more staff and students are getting involved in rebuilding the campus community on that front as well. And I would like to always highlight that people should seek out ways to get involved in that. On the negative side of things, my worry continues to be that in the wake of the COVID isolation, several students are coming back to campus not really having the student skills to work with other students. I don't know how many of you have noticed this. Hence, their performance drops and they end up just really not engaging and ultimately dropping out. I don't know how many others have noticed this problem.
Yeah, I mean, I would say I had to have several conversations, different themes each week, depending on what my students want to, what my students decide to pull for crazy things of the day. But I've had to have multiple conversations with my students to help reframe going, no, we talk to each other in groups, we're respectful, we don't use misogynistic language, no, we cannot say the R word out loud. All of those conversations are just always, it's partially, you know, the coming out of COVID for sure. But I think especially for me teaching math, where I just have a majority of male students, and especially students who are younger coming right out of high school, there's a combination of the social skills coming in with the immaturity level a little bit that I really have to be very, attentive and on it every single day. So I feel you, Attila, where there's that aspect of there's the social skills, but also I guess for me, I'm feeling like I have to really re-emphasize how we talk to people and how we socialize respectfully, and also kind of create this, like you said, create this welcoming and supportive campus community. It's there. Takes a lot of energy, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else have something that they'd like to share? And again, no pressure, just throwing it out there. If not, we can move on to our division business. Going once, twice, thrice, We're done. All right. No more. No one else can share anything positive about their experience this semester. That conversation is done. All right. Moving right along to division business. Okay. So you can go. Thank you for showing the agenda. You can stop sharing. So just a few things. I wanted to touch base about the MESA program. It's coming up. So we, as I mentioned or sort of alluded to, at least I think our last meeting, which was back in October, I guess, was a while. We will be moving forward with the MESA program. We'll be moving forward with hiring a classified staff person as the director. I believe that will be moving forward relatively soon. This is a grant-funded position, so this is all, the funding is there. Just now the logistics of having that move forward. The program will be housed under the ASLT division. So we'll be associated with it, of course, and we'll have faculty involved. But from a sort of logistical, organizational perspective, that will all be handled by ASLT. So Anika Rana is the current and interim dean there, and Ron Andrade will be helping out with some of the logistical aspects of that as well. I've assisted with some of the planning of it and getting the messaging out about the various staffing things, but our role is very much support at this point, which also brings up the MESA faculty position. So there is a 0.20 release time faculty position for the MESA program. This will be the official title is like faculty support person. So we're really looking for if I recall from the literature, it has to be one of our full-time faculty serving in this position. So it's a 0.20 release time. So if anyone's interested, it will be starting in the spring. So let me know, and I'm happy to forward that information. If it's only one person, certainly there won't be a competitive process, but if there's a couple people, we can figure out how we can determine who gets it. And the grant runs for the next 3.5 years. We actually started back in July, but since we didn't have any pieces in place, we haven't officially started the program. So we have another 7 semesters of this release time. There's no obligation to do it for the entire time. So there is a job description, and so I can send that out to everyone. It just got sort of reviewed by IPC today. So IPC just went through the non-instructional time process. I didn't want to send it out before that process had been officially concluded. But it is since it is a grant funded position, it didn't have to be, it didn't have to be approved necessarily by PBC or IPC rather, more just sort of let them know that it's happening, but it is moving forward. Any questions in addition to the question about the job description? All right, so like I said, let me know if you're interested in taking that on. 0.20 reassigned time for that. Next up, speaking of faculty, we were approved to hire 2 new math faculty. So that's really exciting news. It's gone through PBC, it's gone through Academic Senate, it's been approved by the president. So we're now wheels up on that. So you're gonna have some more math folks around here.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, that's look at the math enthusiasm.
I can tell them it's going to be okay. It's crazy, but it's going to be okay.
There you go. So we'll have some new faculty, and I'm really excited because stop me if you heard this before, but I've always been impressed by the level of dedication and investment that this faculty have in the students, and the folks that we brought on recently have carried that on, and I'm excited to bring in more folks who can help in this mission of serving our students. So thank you for all your hard work, and I'm looking forward to bringing in some more people who will help us in that work.
I'm excited.
So am I. It's gonna be cool.
Fresh meat. No, I'm kidding.
No one will be eating.
I'm kidding. All the students are like, no, we're gonna nurture the meat. We're gonna season it well.
Nurture, we nurture. We don't tenderize.
Is that
Is that a thing?
Put it through the meat grinder.
Yeah.
That's at the end of the semester.
So
that was a rough first semester to be thinking about.
What?
She's still here.
It's fine.
She's still here.
Everything's fine. Everything's on fire. Everything's fine.
She hasn't left yet.
Just heard a reminder we're recording.
She has not left yet. So yeah, so we'll be going out for that in the spring. So that you should see the all the paperwork will go through relatively soon, and then the call will go out in the spring. We'll convene our search committee. So if there's anyone who wants to serve on that committee, please let me know, and we'll go from there.
Awesome.
Let's see.
Actually, yes. Are we gonna do one hiring committee for the two people?
Yes. So the idea was to do a cluster hiring, as it were. Mm-hmm. It'll be similar to the search for our chemistry faculty, where we had two, we were able to get two at the same time. Yeah. I think it was quite helpful. So we don't have to do this process back to back and duplicate efforts unnecessarily. Any other questions on the math faculty positions? All right. One thing I did want to show is, where did I put this? I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for just a second. Okay, so this chart's a little bit difficult to read, but the x-axis is the days prior to enrollment. So on this far left is minus 80 days. This line of demarcation marks the start of the semester. The y-axis is the enrollment count. And I've lost I thought I had the key on here, but it's not quite there. Looks like I didn't add it. But these are our enrollment data for green is in 20. Let me see if I can find a better version of this. Sorry. Looks like I cut off our dates. Anyway, what I wanted to get across is that our enrollments are up. And our enrollments are moving towards our previous, let me just go ahead and share this. Our enrollments are moving towards our peak back in, our higher enrollment times back in 2019. Go ahead and share this screen. Here we go. Okay, so here's our data dashboard. And as you can see, the dark green is 2023. The peach is 2022, 2021 spring, 2020 spring, and then 2019. So there's been a consistent trend downwards in our data or in our enrollments. Here's our current semester, current enrollments for spring 2024. You can see that they're now trending back towards spring 2020 levels. All right, so we're having this decided left shift in that data curve, which is very exciting. And even if you look at the trajectory of this spoke, it's a very sharp trajectory upward. And if things continue on that path, we may even exceed spring 2020. The college overall has actually surpassed our spring 2020 levels at this time. And you'll see that in your enrollments. If you look at a lot of your classes, they're all quite full, or many of them are quite full. And so that's really good information from an enrollment standpoint. We need to be very sort of aware of that from my perspective, because need to know, do we need to add extra sections? Do we need to add seats, et cetera? So it's something I lose sleep over these lines. right now it's comforting that things are trending positively. And we've added more in-person sections, either in-person or hybrid. So you should see even more folks on campus, just like we saw at the beginning of this semester, and as opposed to the beginning of the fall of last year. There's more students on campus, there's more energy on campus. So there's the sort of the quantitative reality of things versus the lived experience. And I think those are all trending towards a more robust campus culture. Any questions about that? All right. Like I said, all good news. And I didn't give my exciting thing. That's one of my exciting things, right? Is that we have more students, and the more students we have coming in to be with our wonderful faculty, that's exciting for me. I'm excited that you're going to be able to serve even more students going forward. So keep up the great work, because you're going to have a lot more students in your classrooms going forward. Let's see, enrollments. We have a fridge coming finally. So it'll be
hallelujah.
Here. Yeah, it's, saints be praised.
Where is it going to be located?
It'll be in the workroom. So the adjunct workspace.
Yeah.
So if you notice, we've cleared out a lot of space in there. And that's not just because I don't like having doors around. It's because I need to make sure that there is enough room to walk through that space, even when there's a fridge in place. So I didn't want that to be a sort of non-ADA friendly environment. Well, you know, trying to solve one problem with the refrigerator, didn't want to create another one for people who are differently abled. So I moved out those cabinets to make sure that space is accessible. It will now be accessible and refrigeratable. So we'll have that coming in hopefully in the next week or so. It's been ordered. There was a slight delay in the delivery, but Crystal's hard at work trying to get that sorted out. So that should be in very soon.
I think Michael wanted to know if we are getting a popcorn machine too.
Popcorn machine. No popcorn machine, but if you give me like a bunch of kernels, I'll rub my hands together real fast and then see if it's hot enough.
You can
might,
a microwave for popcorn. Popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Do we not have a microwave in there?
We do.
Okay.
We have a microwave.
Okay. I thought we had a microwave. Yeah. I wanted to make sure. I was like,
I have like a box of nails here.
Make sure we have that.
Did
so
somebody
like,
do have a direct connection with Redenbacher?
Yeah. Is that get the direct hookup? So if there's anything else in that space that you think it can make it more hospitable and workable for you folks, please let me know. I'm always willing to do that because I think it's important to have spaces where you feel comfortable, where you can work. So let me know if there's anything else you need for that. But we'll have the refrigerator in place soon. Speaking of also making sure you can work, Crystal's ordered several supplies. So we have a bunch of paper coming in. We have a bunch of pens coming in. That'll all be in the office relatively soon. I know folks are getting ready for finals. Dun, dun, dun. And so you'll be able to print if you need to print in the office. If you want to send things out for printing, that's always available. But certainly the office printer is full of paper right now, and there will be paper inbound as should be arriving on Monday. So everything will be set for that. All right, so let's move on to our standing agenda items, report outs. Let's see, Crystal, can you bring up the agenda one more time, please? All right, so let's go with our shared governance. Any shared governance updates?
I can share from the Academic Senate. I have talked to Nadia, and she says she definitely wants to be in the DEAC committee.
Great.
And she is interested in it just for the experience.
Nadia Biglari?
Biglari.
Perfect. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Well, please, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. And for the NSF, we are adding five new students, this being our last year, and we have two students whose financial aid situation we're trying to clarify before accepting them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else?
For the PVC, all we had was 2 days of hiring requests from different various entities from the campus. And so I think these requests are available somewhere that you can see, but I don't exactly know what happened. We looked through the requests, they made the presentations, but I don't think we voted on what we wanted. I don't remember. But
yeah,
Mesa was included in that request as a new hire. So if anybody's interested, let me know, and then I can I can send a link to the different parties that were requesting things.
Right, thank you. Any other report outs? All right, and we don't have our ASCC rep today. And I don't see Jackie here. Jackie, are you online? Don't see Jackie.
No,
okay.
Jackie's not with me.
Okay, great.
Jackie did send an email for a workshop for preparing for finals.
Mm.
I don't know if people got that.
Yeah, I posted it for my students and I told them they could go. It's a very general workshop on what to do 2 weeks before finals to get started.
Yeah, so that was one that happened already, and I think there's another one coming next week.
Yeah.
Great, so at least she's already communicated that out to the students. I know she's always keeping the Canvas page up and running. Perfect, thank you. All right, we already heard about our NSF scholars. Thank you.
Yeah.
The Trabajo grant. Any Trabajo updates?
I think Rance is probably.
Yeah. So
Crystal, hold on a second. Sorry, Crystal, can you stop sharing for a second, please?
Oh.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I've been working on for next semester, getting students ready for internships and also communicating with companies for campus tours or company industry visits. So that's what's been going on with Trajo.
Great, thank you. Any additional updates? I know I was going to ask, I always ask Attila about the star parties, but you've already given us a beautiful update about that, so thank you. Are there any other updates that folks wanted to give that we haven't had a chance to cover? All right, in that case, Crystal, can you go ahead and set up our breakout rooms, please?
They are set up and ready to go.
Okay, so let me see this last thing.
Is anyone from
that? And so this is, let's see, where's my Zoom? I just lost my Zoom. Okay, and I know nobody asked this, and it's fine, but my son's turning 3 in a few days.
Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
So it's, as you recall, he's never known me as anything besides the dean of this department. So, because he was born December 6th, right, 2020. I started here in August 2020, July 2020, rather. So he's now a gigantic kid with his own briefcase and his own brown shoes, just like that. He's turning 3 in a few days.
Awesome.
So,
that's adorable.
So I just wanted to share that with you folks because he's only known me as dean. He's always been my assistant dean. So
it's time he visits the campus.
Yeah, he's actually had a chance to come here yet. So gotta get him.
We've only seen him as this tiny little baby in your
now, now he's like this gigantic kid. He's like over 3 feet. And he's just,
wow.
Growing too fast. But yeah, so that's that on that. So Crystal, you can go ahead and open up the breakout rooms. And actually, hold on a second. Can you close the rooms for just 1 second? Or do it later. I'm gonna hit the later button. That's it for our sort of formalized agenda items. I'm going to stick around until our normal 3 o'clock time. If you don't have anything to talk about, then you're free to do the same. And it'll sort of take off if you'd like. If you want to stick around and talk, I'm happy to stick around and talk. But you can dismiss directly from the breakout rooms as needed. So if I don't see you before the weekend, certainly have a great weekend. If I don't see you before the end of the semester, hopefully that's not the case. But good luck with finals. It's coming up so fast. How did they get the finals already?
I know.
But you know, thanks everybody for your hard work, your dedication. You're probably gonna get sick of me saying it. I don't care. I'm so appreciative of all the work you do. Like it's always really impressive to me that the level of dedication and commitment that you show your students every day. And that's And I say every day because it's not easy to do it every day. Because sometimes you come in tired, you have your own life things that happen, but you bring it every day, and that is impressive. So thank you for doing that. Keep up the great work. We're almost through the end of the semester, and we'll get through this together.
All right.
So now we can open up the breakout rooms.
Crawl to the finish line.
But we get to the finish line nonetheless.
We're getting there.
We're getting there. The finish line is important.
Oh my gosh. I also wanted to see
I have a question for you.